Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 23, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Zoom Rails secures $7 million and 78 cents MLN Series A funding round. Canada-based payments gateway Zoom Rails has raised $7.78 million to expand its all-in-one payments gateway, including new banking-as-a-service offerings. Saldo Bank expands in Sweden. Digital neobank Saldo Bank has announced its expansion in the region of Sweden and the raise of the interest rates on fixed-term deposits. Green Dot partners with Dayforce. U.S.-based digital bank and fintech Green Dot Corporation has announced its collaboration with Dayforce, serving as the banking provider for the Dayforce wallet. Griffin launches Foundations, an embedded banking program. UK-based API-first bank Griffin has launched Foundations, a program for UK companies to integrate financial products with BOSS solutions. Google Pay to launch SoundPod in India. Google has announced its plans to launch the SoundPod, its portable speaker developed to validate and announce successful payments instantly, to SMEs across India. TradeRoute and Wemvula join forces. TradeRoute and Wemvula have announced a partnership to bring PaidNow instant payment solution to the South African market. Silent 8 partners with HSBC. Artificial intelligence economic sanctions enforcement provider Silent 8 has expanded its partnership with HSBC to deliver transaction screening solutions. Repay partners with Maxify. US-based vertically integrated payment solutions provider Repay has announced its collaboration and technology integration with Maxify. Proof Identity partners with Target Data. Proof Identity has announced its partnership with Target Data in order to continue its expansion in Brazil and provide customers with its suite of solutions. South African mobile operators combat fraud with GSMA initiative. Telecommunications operators Cell C, MTN, and Telkom have welcomed the launch of two universal APIs available in South Africa that combat fraud and digital identity theft. Bottomline updates its internal threat management solution. Global business payments provider Bottomline has upgraded its technology for banks and FIS to monitor, detect, and prevent fraud from within the business. Lloyds to face AML controls investigation. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, of the UK has initiated an investigation into Lloyds Banking Group, S anti-money laundering, AML, controls. Reddit discloses Bitcoin and Ether holdings in IPO filing. Reddit has disclosed that it invested part of its excess cash in Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, making the firm one of the few companies that directly purchased digital assets. Ripple partners with Commercial International Bank, CIB. Egypt-based Commercial International Bank has partnered with Ripple to implement blockchain technology aiming to enhance the efficiency of cross-border payments. Digitization is a priority for ESG initiatives Paymentology. ESG has a new meaning in 2024, with more and more financial institutions becoming increasingly transparent in their sustainable principles, and governments pushing harder for green regulation within the industry. NextGen Nordics 2024. NPC's Camilla Kerman on navigating payment complexities. NextGen Nordics is returning to Stockholm on the 23rd of April and we are pleased to announce Camilla Kerman, Secretary General of the Nordic Payments Council, NPC, will be joining us as our keynote speaker. TerraPay partners with Diamond Trust Bank Uganda. TerraPay, a leading global cross-border payments network company, and Diamond Trust Bank Uganda, DTBU, a prominent member of the Diamond Trust Bank Group, today, announced a strategic partnership to expand international money transfers and strengthen financial inclusion in Uganda. Together, both firms will deliver unparalleled benefits to customers worldwide. The key attributes of this partnership include the ability to facilitate direct account deposits from any part of the world and leverage DTB's renowned brand name to optimize advantages for customers across the globe. NVIDIA's earnings soar as AI hits the mainstream. NVIDIA has announced the company's financial results for the fourth quarter that reported a revenue of $22.1 billion, 22% higher from Q3 and 265% increased from last year. iDenFi announces partnership with Rockcaster. iDenFi, a globally renowned RegTech company offering ID verification and fraud prevention tools, announced collaborating with Rockcaster, a social media platform designed for influencers and their fans. This partnership will help automatically assess risks related to fraudulent accounts, ensuring that all Rockcaster's influencers and other social media users are protected against fraudulent attacks. Texas Blockchain Council challenges U.S. DOE on Bitcoin mining data. The Texas Blockchain Council, TBC, a nonprofit industry association, has initiated legal action against the Energy Information Administration, EIA, over cryptocurrency mining data collection. Frankfurt wins race to host new EU anti-money laundering agency. Frankfurt has won the race to host the EU's new anti-money laundering authority, AMLA, beating out competition from eight other cities, including Dublin, Madrid, and Paris. Singularity raises $2.2 million to help institutions access DeFi. Singularity, a startup developing a protocol to provide institutions with compliant and confidential access to DeFi, has raised $2.2 million. FIS face significant hurdles on the road to payment modernization. This year is shaping up as a tricky juggling act for financial institutions. Orion Innovation modernizes banking for AGB. U.S.-based digital transformation company Orion Innovation has partnered with Sudan-based Africa and Gulf Bank, AGB, to modernize the bank's products and services. TD Bank to launch Tap to Pay on iPhone. U.S.-based financial institution TD Bank has announced the launch of its Tap to Pay on iPhone service, aimed at small and micro businesses in the region. Rockcaster partners with iDenFi. iDenFi has announced collaborating with Rockcaster, a social media platform designed for influencers and their fans, aiming to increase influencer security. Cab Payments CEO steps down following disappointing LSE float. The CEO of Cab Payments is stepping down less than a year after the business-to-business cross-border payments firm's disastrous float on the LSE. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.